like a person who is thirsty and he goes out in the desert to look for water. The further he walks, he will see the mirage, something that appears like water in the distance. He says, I must reach there in time. When he reaches there, he finds that there is no water there. It was just an illusion. It was just a play on his mind. There is no water there. And he sees it now even further. And he walks further also. He can walk right till the horizon, where it also looks like the sky meets the earth. But he can walk the whole world round, come back to his point again, point A. He won't find water anywhere. If you want water, reverse back again, 1400 years ago. Go back to the life of Madinatul Munawwara, the 1400 years ago, and open any tap in Medina and see the water gushing out. Today also, if we want our rains to come, hey, we have to go back to the lifestyle of Medina Sharif, of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are looking for the water in the casinos. We are looking for it in haram business transactions. We are looking for it in oppressing one another. We are looking for it in adultery. We are looking for it in zina. We are looking for it in all worldly things. It's not there. How can you find it there? If you want it, you'll have to go back again. We'll have to reverse again. And really the progress of a mu'min is reversing back 1400 years to the life of Medina Sharif. And our progress is not going towards Western lifestyle. Today technology has become our God. Today Western lifestyle has become our ideal. Shopping malls, etc. All these places, all that lifestyle, this is within the limits of halal. And those who are going into haram, what to say today? And today it has become the trend. One Maulana who gave a bayan, and he explained to the people that the rains which are being withheld is because of our way of life, our sins, etc. One person opposed him and told him, you always don't know what is happening in the world. This is nothing to do with our stunning or anything. It is global warming. That because of this global warming and all the effects on the weather, that is why these conditions. So when this is our way of thinking, then how can we expect any good to come? Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali says, when people think poison to be medicine, and when they think medicine to be poison, now what hope is left of the remedy of that person? When we are looking at poison, when we look at the snake as our friend, and we look at our friend as our enemy, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what he taught us, his sunnahs, his lifestyle, we dislike that. And we like the discourse, we like the Western lifestyle, their dressing, etc. Then what goodness can we expect?